The Indiana Dunes National Lakeshore is spread along Lake Michigan's southern shoreline. During this bioblitz, scientists and volunteers fan out in teams to search the sand dunes, woods, and grassland around here. At first, the mood is pretty high, but then it rains kind of hard. We're supposed to be counting species for 24 hours, but at first, we can't even get out of our cars.
Hello? Yeah, we're stuck in traffic here. Oh, well, we could.
I hitch a ride with Dr. Patrick Leacock. He's a mycologist, a kind of mushroom expert. I'm actually lucky to be on his BioBlitz team because organizers from National Geographic and the National Park Service want people to count all the species in the park. And they mean everything, not just plants and animals that are a cinch to find.
Are fungi something you feel that the average person doesn't think about when it comes to biodiversity?
Yeah, there's people that, you know, you tell them you study mushrooms, they talk about their athlete's foot, or they think there's, like, you know, only six different kinds or something like that.
Leacock says, in fact, the Indiana Dunes lakeshore has at least 600 fungi species. He hopes the BioBlitz team will add to that list.
Here we are.
I'm hunting mushrooms with three trained mycologists, and there are six other volunteers on my team here. One of them is Zachary Bennis. He's just 9 years old, but I gotta say, Dr. Leacock is pretty lucky to have Zachary on the team, since he's found the most mushrooms of anyone on the team.
Is it poisonous?
No. A real mushroom.
Yay.
Looks like you found another one, too. Where'd you find it?
Over there by the wood.
This is Calibia subsulfurea. You know what sulfur means?
No.
It's a kind of a yellow-orange color. Mm-hmm. So this might be a new record for the dunes. So that's a good one. Was it just the one?
Yeah. This one.
It's in good shape.
Along the trail, I chat with Yaya Tang. She's one of the other mycologists on the team. Tang says she's glad to see BioBlitz volunteers search for elusive species of bats, bugs, and fungi.
I feel like that's an issue with biodiversity in general, where people care about the things that they think are either cute or like they can see immediately. Like, there's insects, too, that don't get a lot of attention.
Dr. Leacock, we've pretty much finished here, and you've got this container of many varieties of fungi that we've collected just within an hour. I mean, would you have been able to get this many yourself if you had come out here on your own?
No, because the more people you have searching, that helps a lot. Different people will see different things, too, I think. So we've got 15 things right in my box. And we have two that might be new records for the dunes.
The BioBlitz at the Indiana Dunes National Lakeshore lasts another 20 hours. A few days later, Dr. Leacock writes me. He tells me volunteers turned up at least one fungi specimen no one had ever seen in the dunes park. It's a small success, enough that National Geographic, the Park Service, and other groups are planning more BioBlitzes across the country. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.